Perek of Gevurah speaks about one of the Yesodos of Sifu Tzias Mitzrayim is Hakoras HaTov, is not to be a Kofi B'Tov, and that's why we begin to be Mishareth the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though it says that one should not begin freestyle, because Mi Malal Baruch Hashem, and develops that idea. The second Perek develops the idea of Mo'edus, that the discerning, the curiosity of the Chacham, that is emblematic of what we want to accomplish in Talmud Torah, to be discerning, to define different aspects of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. The third parak of Gevurah Hashem discusses the word in English that they use now, ubiquitousness. So we're missing this over spring guy. What's the that is English? Something is all something that you find all over the place.
Ubiquitous.
How do you say it? I think you got it.
Ubiquitous.
Yes, yes. If you use the word is used when it comes to technology and phones. Say it again.
Ubiquitous.
Good. Okay. So we were discussing that with respect to the mitzvah of Sibutius Mitzrayim. Use that little seder. You'll parents will be impressed. And they'll say, "Ah, this Torah Matis really works. You know some English. Make sure you pronounce it properly, though." So the because it's all over the halacha, it's all over the Torah. But say if it's East Mitzrayim, I mean, look, Kiddush, Tefillah. So there is a famous Sefer Chinuch on this. I think Simon Yud Beis. That talks about the reason that it is so overwhelming, so found all over the place, is because of a principle that the Ramchal develops, and that is Achrei HaMachshavos, Achrei HaPu'ulos Nimshachos HaMachshavos. The Maharal takes a different approach, and he focuses on a Medrash. Torah says in Vas Chanan, one of the important ideas to focus on the Seder is the idea of Korah Barzel. Why is that so important? Because one of the nagging questions of a person who's not a mammon is, why are we focusing on the Yitzis Mitzrayim when the Kodesh Baruch Hu was the one who brought us into the Shiva to begin with? So the Torah discussed, the Torah says that we had to be in Mitzrayim to be for Korah Barzel. The refining process, etc. That and the Leila Seder focuses on refining Klal Yisrael from the chait of Avodah Zarah. So the Medrash Shechetayv says, "Vayoytzi eschem bikor barzel kishem shehazahavi poshet yado minotel lazov min akur kachoytzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Yisrael mi Mitzrayim." In other words, instead of focusing on the kor barzel, which in itself is of extreme importance, it's huge. Kor Barzel is the aside of the Bris Bein Absorim according to the Torah. Torah itself tells us. We don't have to do Midrashim or Drashas. Torah itself says Mitzrayim is the Kor Barzel. The Maharal focuses on the Pasuk Vayoytzi Eschem Kor Barzel. That there is a way that we are extracted. That how is gold extracted from the furnace? The hobby, the goldsmith, the way that he puts his hand in, obviously, that's a portion, and takes the gold from the furnace, Ka Choytzeh Kadosh Baruch Hu as Yisroel Mi Mitzrayim. And then the Medrash adds, Uku Uber Shu Nosun B'Soich Me'el Shul Behema V'Haraya Noisen Yodiv Eshoimtai. And the way that the shepherd delivers the offspring from the Behema, Kach Hanisa Elohim Lekachas Legoi Mikerev Goi. The Torah goes on to say, Hanisa Elohim, that has there been any other God who has removed a nation from another nation? That a nation can be extracted from another nation. In other words, that when a nation goes into exile, so it's very, very rare, if ever, if to speak to historians, whether they ever maintain their nationhood, ad kidei kach, that after hundreds of years of being in exile, that the nation stays intact, and that the nation is embedded in another nation. Has that ever happened in history? So apparently the Medrash is saying that there, the Kura Barzel, that's a metaphor that the Torah spells out. But the Maharal says that the Medrash adds another metaphor over here. And that is the delivery of the Roya, delivering the baby, delivering the offspring. So Beiru Baza Medrash Shnei Devarim Gedolim. So the Medrash in Pshat and Pasuk, that's one phenomena. There's another phenomena of lakachas goy mikerev goy. In the natural world, where do you have lakachas goy mikerev goy? In the natural, you have that in Leda, in giving birth. So the Maharal says, that's what the Medrash is pointing out. What are the two separate ideas? So Beiru Baza Medrash Shnei Devarim Gedolim Ma'oid Shayub Mitzrayim Wa'achat Shemesim Mechaskin Ve'goyven Alein Mechaskas Hayod Shalem Shayisu Shalayotzir Mishur. So one is that it is extremely difficult, dangerous, and almost impossible to remove something from a furnace of fire, right? And that is that the Mitzrayim were holding on to us, and to make it extremely difficult to leave Mitzrayim. And the second is that an Uber is really joined, Alpidin, the Uber, Smachleikis, where the Uber is the Yerech Imayanat. That whether an Uber is a separate being or whether an Uber is part of the mother, and it's like a surgery, taking the Uber out of the surgery. Rabbi Paiskim take the position, Uber Yerech Imay, that the Uber becomes part of the mother. And then and it's being separated from the mother. So the Maharal takes that approach. That we were miskasher, that we were connected to Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to separate ourselves. Now, one idea is that we would have loved to get out of the Kura Barzel. No one wants to stay in the furnace, but extracting from the Kura Barzel is very, very is almost impossible for a human being. So the fichach al harishain omer sheyisrael k'may azov shuvakor sheish poyel bazov, that the fire is working on the gold mafsik bein amoytzi bein azov, and anybody who tries to remove the gold from the furnace has to contend with the fire that's there. Shekosha itzom oid, how are you going to get it out? They were of secondary importance to the Mitzrayim, and they were. And we did not have a separate identifiable existence. And therefore, they had to be delivered and be given a separate existence. V'zeo Shomar, Avodim Mayinu Afar Mitzrayim V'ashin Hashem Elekeinu B'yod Chazaka U'Mizrayi Netuya. So apparently, those two phrases refer to how we were extracted. V'dover Zeh Yisbar Barichu Seitzel Avodim Mayinu Afar Mitzrayim. And the Maharal says, I will explain this in great detail. So it means that the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't use tongues. Right? In other words, to have big, thick gloves and use tongues, right, that the person can figure out. Then you figure out. And then apparently it doesn't become so dangerous because you guard it and you're distance and you work it out. So it doesn't seem like does not seem like something that we have to say, how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu do this? But beyond Chazaka, for the Ribbono Shel Olam Ki'ilu to take us out, a Ki'ilu that the Zahavi, that the goldsmith is taking us out with his hands, not with tongs. So that is, have to understand what the metaphor is in that. No, I skipped a line. So you have a paradox that the same the gave klal yisrael, because the same fire that is refining the gold and making the gold more worthy and more stable and more desirable that same fire prevents the gold from being accessed. So it's Ke'ilu, Kadosh Baruch Hu was preparing, but at the same time was making it less accessible. Kach Yisrael, Kishahoyu Tachas Rishusim Mitzvim, Vesim Poilim Bohem, Yisrael Tachas Rishusim Shul Mitzvim. So he explains that you have to try to be mamik over here. So one part of the metaphor that we can easily understand is that as we became more embedded in Mitzrayim, we became more distant from the Ribbono Shel Olam and less excited about the Ruchnis and spirituality. So we're here, we are in Mitzrayim, and we're surrounded and worked upon by pagans, and we're in a pagan world. So at the same time, we begin to realize the shallowness of a pagan world, and we came to realize that the consequence of being in an Avodah Zaradika world is that the Tzelem Elokim is of not much value, and that we can be Avodah, we can be slaves, we can have Avodah Perach, we can be reduced. So we begin to appreciate what happens when a human being is in a world that has no respect for Tzelem Elokim, but at the same time, our own appreciation of Tzelokim gets diminished. So exactly the fire which is refining us and giving us greater insight, that fire is also diminishing us and making us less access to Ribbono Shel Olam. So that was one of the nisim that took place in Yetzias Mitzrayim, with one of the conceptual nisim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out and he had to connect and reawaken the Ruchnius in ourselves after that had been somewhat dulled. So that's metaphor number one. Everyone, what are you going to say?
I was going to ask the two metaphors, the gold and the baby.
Yeah.
So the baby is just because it says
the offspring. Yeah.
Right. It says the kachos goy mikar goy. That's like how. That's
well, the Medrash says it. Clearly.
No, it says there are two. Yeah, from the pasuk you learn.
Medrash Echatov. Medrash Echatov is a Medrash on Tehillim and on Mishlei, I think. I don't know exactly the history of it, that's why it's not commonly studied. So the Medrash Echatov has two Mishalim, and the two Mishalim connects the two different parts of the pasuk. And the Maharal is saying, what is the so one is developing an idea which is mamish chumash, korah barzel. The other, the medrash should have attached to the chumash. I have to figure out where the medrash did it. I don't know who did that. Was
how exactly were we refined if we know that when we came out of Mitzrayim we were on the front end of
good. So that's probably part of what the Maharal is pointing out. That right, so Yavoz is saying that how can we say at the same time we went through a Korah Barzel, at the same time had it be Yerida to the Memtesh Shari Tuma. So L'chayra, it means L'chayra, that's the paradox which the you're pointing out the paradox that the Maharal is saying that Chazal is referring to, because that's the Metzias is that when we came out of Mitzrayim, we were poised for Nisim, right? And we were made ready for Matan Torah, right? And Ra Shifcha Shemiyam Mashal Ra Yichezkel Ben Buzi. So we did have a great. On the other hand, the Medrash says that we were in a state of urgency; otherwise, we would have been. So apparently, that's the. That is what the Maharal is saying. That's what the Medrash is referring to. That on one hand, we were at the same time as we were appreciating let's say the distance from. Give me a good example would be Yosef at Tzadik by Eishes Potifar. So on this, at the same moment that he was almost nichshal, at the same moment that awakened the Musjagne. Right? So the same moment that he was very distant from where he came from, so that distance awakened within him and said, what's going on over here? So the two can coexist. The two person can, and sometimes it means that it's a question of being aware and attached to it. Right? Our understanding is that our tzemel kim never gets taken away from us, but sometimes just get more and more submerged. So it probably means that on a subconscious level, I become more aware of the tzelem elokim, but on the active conscious level, I'm not so aware. But on the subconscious level, I become more and more aware. So the mashal coming back to his tzaddik, on the subconscious level, he was his pining for his father was greater, but on his conscious level, he was his activities were more distant. The way he dressed, the way he conducted himself. Right? There is psychology. There is a concept of cognitive dissonance. That in order for a person to function, they sometimes have to suppress. They have to suppress things that are uncomfortable to them. So, the way I would understand it is that on the subconscious level, they were becoming more and more appreciative of the Tzelem Elokim and of the Mesorah they had from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. But because having that front and center in their minds, that made life painful and difficult, it became suppressed. So on the outer surface, they were more and more Egyptian, so to speak. That's the way I would understand it. But Luchara, that is what the Maharal is referring to. Yeah.
Sounds like we're saying, it's difficult for the goldsmith and the mashal to take out the gold.
Yeah.
The goldsmith is Hashem, so it wasn't difficult for Hashem to take this out of it. Sorry, it was difficult for the gold. It was difficult for us. So it's not exactly like...
So the mashal is... That Kadosh Baruch Hu did it in a way that was made it more difficult. He did it beyond Chazaka.
Even for him, but not for himself though.
Right. So now he's saying it is a kivya. It is a mashal.
Right.
It is a mashal. But and Luchar, which is correct, that it refers more to the position of Klal Yisrael. But the nimshal is that on one level our distance from the Rabbonu Shalom, Kivi Yochel makes it hard for Kadosh Baruch Hu to take us out.
Right.
Right. To extend himself to who, when we were less worthy.
Right.
Good. Okay, so we'll pick up here tomorrow with Hashem. So now we're in the middle of the sugya of Devarim HaAsurim, which undergo a transformation. Pull together what we learned yesterday. We pull together is that there are six different sugyas that the Rishonim call upon to try to figure this din out. How do we come to this din? Because we have a din of musk. Talking about reyach, musk comes from a part of the animal, and Chazal understood it. They came from dam, the dam nechar, the nefach lamusk, and the Gemara and the Rishonim are saying that musk is musk was mutter tiderosity. It's not relevant to us because we're talking about brichas reyach, right? So and smelling it, nobody said it was osur to smell. There is, as we pointed out yesterday, a mechunish tikkun chavetz chayim that says there should be a geder adin, and is machalik between. You were looking this morning between something which is
something
that you must eat. Correct. That was the chavetz chayim's chiddush because of schor schor omer le nazir schor schor. So that was the mechunish tikkun chavetz chayim. However, get over the two chidushim. One is to make a gzeira, and what was the other?
It's like even if you come to Pikuach Nefesh,
yeah, right. Put yourself in a situation.
Why did it put you in that situation?
Good. Thank you very much. I forgot that. Good. Excellent. So that's the two parts of the two chidush and the aloch in a unlikely place to find these dinim. So now, then we went on to say, but coming back to our sugya, so the Rebbeinu Yonah says, now it's time, even though it's really, we could really go weiter in brachos. He says, now let's talk about a yeredeitik sugya. And this yeredeitik sugya hits not only yeredeitik, but comes to be very important in Hilchos Chametz as well. So we're going to move from Birchas Hananen to Yeredeya back to Arachayim. Right? It's like a Rav Asher Weiss kind of a shir. So so we're going to pull together six different sugyas. Right? One is Sugya B'chayrois, that all of milk is seen as a change from blood to milk. So that would, and the Torah says mutter, but it's mutter because of the chiddush. So that would seem to indicate that if not for the chiddush, it would be aser, which would seem to indicate that basar me ikra, that either are significant changes. No, dam is dam is dam, was always dam, and now it's a form of dam, an extract of dam is dam. That's basar me ikra is lidam. On the other hand, the Gemara says that if you have a kosher animal, somehow it is nursing from a treif animal, so it's ingesting chol of treifa, and then you shech the kosher animal, and inside the stomach you find the results of treif milk. So the Gemara says that should be mutter, because perish ma'alma is garbage. So that would seem to say you go basar ashta. Okay? Then the Gemara says, then the Rishonim quote the Gemara in Chulin about Efreyach shenoled mitreifa. That you have the mother bird and the treifa, and but it gives birth to an egg. So far, so good. So then it's a beitzas treifa, not so good. And then the beitzas treifa, you let it go, and it incubates, and then you have a new chick. So now this new chick is no longer. It's not a mucheses to a treifa, right? This new chick is on its own. Doesn't say in the shidduch resume. It came from a treif, basis treif. It's on its own. So the Gemara of the Halach is that the chicken is mutatit. I will have boshet mikra. If this chicken 2 days ago was an egg, that egg was also to eat. So Halach again is boshet mikra, because in the meantime, the egg went from being an egg that you would eat to perish. Boser hashta, correct. Thank you very much. Boser hashta. Right. Boser hashta. Right. Because in the meantime, it became perish. Right? So that's consistent with the chol of treifa. Good. And then, right? So that would support the Efrayach and the dam, and the Efrayach and the chol of support Rabbi Yonah's approach that the Zavash. Was that?
It supports the musk, but it doesn't support the flash.
Yeah.
That's
what you're wrong. Explain to me what you mean by that?
That spara of the kiva and of the pizza, that helps us for the musk, but not necessarily the not, but it doesn't fit with the dvash of the Ben Yona. That doesn't fit with the dvash.
Whoa, go slow. The mask is a machleg between the Ramah and the Rosh and the Rebbeinu Yonah.
Yeah.
So it's and Rebbeinu Yonah brings Devash, right? We didn't spell it out yet, right? We had number one was we spelled the Devash. One was the Cholov, two was the Ksheira Shiyonka Mitrefa, three was Efrayach Shnerlid Mitrefa. Okay. I'm saying Devash is gonna be number six. So hold on for the Dvash right now, but again, how did you say it? So if you say it goes Basar Mi Ikra, then that supports the Rosh, that says that supports the Ramah,
right.
That says it's Osir, in the Rosh. And if you say it goes Basar Hashta, then that would support the Rebbeinu Yonah.
Yeah.
That says, okay, so the two more sugis you have to look at, how are we going to find them? After one is Chulin.
So far we've seen three.
So far, we've seen three. Right. We've seen four, but we're holding off Devash for the end.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay?
So the Beitza wasn't about, I mean, even though it's true about Basar Hashta, wasn't that more about the fact that it was Ksira Ba'alma in between.
I'm sorry, say it again.
The Beitza case?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a proof because it was a Ksira Ba'alma in between?
Perish Ba'alma.
Perish Ba'alma in between?
Yeah.
Not
right.
Based on Basar Hash, Basar Hash.
Same thing.
Oh, so no. So what Yosef is pointing out is a very important chiluk that in Mitzvah we'll get to. That
so far we've been quitting
Mitzvah. Correct. Right, but Yosef is pointing out maybe we should make a chiluk between something that goes me ochel la ochel or something that goes me ochel la perish la ochel.
Right.
Okay, so that is, we're going to discuss that.
Torah is misuk midvash. So it's
the shoes for it.
I know. I have to throw it in there.
Okay. So there's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Chav Kuv Chav Amud Aleph. Tenan Hosam Hikves Adon Ba'Orchloi. A person takes blood and Dover Oser, and he boils it, and I guess reduces it to something that is edible, and he eats it. Or Shehimcha Esacholov VeGomoy. Or he takes Chaylev. Shimchas achelev, he melted with gomoy, and he ingests it. Chayev, bishloima ikvus adom ba'ochle came with akve achshuve. Let's get rid of this. Achshuve achshuve. So if you take blood and you boil it becomes something that it congeals. So apparently you'd be machshavit. Now what happened if you wouldn't have been machshavit? Would it then be?
Oser.
Was that?
Oser.
No, again. Vishla mikvas adam ba'ochloi that you're chayim because came in dog ve'achshavei achshavei. Vais lochais if you would not be machshavet, levoter, or wouldn't be chayim.
What?
Gemara. Tenan osam. Tenan osam. Kuf chav amud aleph and cholin. Okay? Hikvas adam ba'ochloi. It takes blood. Right? And Rashi says, what did you do with it? Hikrishol gave yor. You somehow made it solid. Right? What's himcheyo? Himcheyo means you melted it. You boiled it so it should become soft. So, hikvos adom va'ochloi. Right? Oishu imchos achele v'gomoi. So, Gemara is saying, you're mishane adover oser. How are you mishane it? You're taking the blood and making it into some solid kind of a thing. And chaylev, you're melting it and making it into a liquid, so you're mishana. So what's the din? So the Gemara says chayev. The Mishnah says chayev. Gemara says, I understand that you're chayev when you take the blood and you make it into some kind of a solid thing. So the Gemara did not say what Avraham is saying. Blood? Yeah, okay. It's blood, no? So to deal with it, of course it's blood. Gemara says, no, over here, achshavei. Because you did something to it which made it more significant. If you take blood and change it and make it something which is less significant, so the Gemara would say, I understand why you'd be potter in that case. Here the Gemara is a different question. The Gemara says, but you've changed it into a liquid and the Torah only had an isachila. The Gemara says, that's not a shayla. The Gemara says, Nefesh, the Rabbi says, Ashoisa. The Gemara says that, so this would seem to be a raya, that making a significant change in something does change its status, Lagabi the Din. Gemara says, if not for Akshavei, so then it should be Mutter. On the other hand, the Gemara is saying, but if you're Akshavei, then it does change, it does maintain its Easter. And then there's one more Gemara that we're going to look at, and that's the Gemara in Krisos. We looked at Daf Vov, but now we're going to look at Daf Hei.
So that Gemara is Basar Hashna, no?
That Gemara is if you're not Akshavei, then Basar Hashna, correct. Correct. So here the Gemara says, Ha'oichel lechem, Omer B'Yitzchak, Ha'oichel lechem koli v'karmo loike sholish. Alright, this is talking, think about the Iser of Chodosh, person who eats lechem, and eats it either as bread, or the wheat was taken and Koli v'Karmel was roasted and parched. Sigin Malkus v'ain loikin alav shem bechlolois shayni hocha demiyater keroy. Right, person had bread, and the bread he then took the bread and treated it in some way. Koli v'Karmel. I don't think it means he made it to toast, but he made it into a millet cracker of some sort, a velvet toast or something that. So, v'ein loiken alav shebuchlolos. The Gemara says to me, yatekroi, the Torah is marva. The Gemara said lechem. But ultimately, the Gemara says that Vishum de Koli Nisrabi Munachis. And then the Gemara says ultimately, Nelev Chadamitrain. So the Gemara says that we have a special limud, that we were able to be darshan that lechem, koli, v'charmel are all isur. Now, if you would not have a gzeir shava, if you wouldn't have the limudim, what would the din be?
Only bread?
That apparently, yeah, that's what it seems like. So here also we have an indication of making a significant change, taking a piece of bread and making it into a crouton, that's a significant change. So that would indicate that without the Torah's Chiddush, I would not be over in the Isur of Chodesh. So those are the, so far, are the five Gemaras. Alright, so let's go through them one more time. Cholov, Necher, V'nas, Adam, V'zachidush, V'yistoch, V'yistoch, V'chidush, we say Vosem Mikra. Cholov Ksheira said Yonka Mitrefa, we say became Paris, became Mutter, that would seem to say we go Bosar Hashta. Efrayash Nala Mitrefa is Mutter, and we say goes Bosar, no?
Hashta.
Now, what about the din of Dam Shehikfa? Vishli dam vihikva, you made dam into a solid. So Gemara says we have a xeris akosav that makes it osir. Without the xeris akosav, we would say we go basar
hashta.
And now we have another din that we have xeris akosav that if you have lechem kol v'charmel, so they're all chayim. It doesn't matter if it's bread, if it's melba toast, if it's a crouton. It's all going to be chayim because of a posuk. Why sochet v'ele posuk? So once again, we have boser rashta. All of these seem to be in the court of the Rabbeinu Yoina, right? Who said something about the bash? But when you go, but that's what the and the that's what the rosh said. His raya requires a raya, and the strongest raya for the rosh is no. Correct. Necha dam. So we did the chulin v'charis krisos. I think the Ksherish Yonke Mitrefa is also going for. So, let's figure out if Yosef's Zechiluk helps us out. Yosef said Zechiluk between when Machol goes to Machol and when Machol goes to Perish and then goes to Machol. In other words, when the Cholov, when Dam went to Cholov, so those are two ingestible items. Dom is ingestible and cholov is ingestible. So you went from cholov to dom, and the Gemara says you go basar mikra. But the beitza sefrayach went from a beitza to becoming something totally disgusting and edible, right? And then it became a chick. So in the meantime, it became a perish bialma. So then that's when you say goes both the dam inside the cholov inside the mother, inside the stomach of the kosher animal that was yearning from the tree became perish. So maybe there's a difference between food becoming a different kind of a food, or food becoming garbage, and when it becomes garbage, it's no longer, it's nothing, it's food turned into dosser. Does that work out like gabe? We learned today, the Gemara about the bread. The bread becomes cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked, right? So then we say at some point, it would lose its, it would be a significant enough shinoi. If not for the Torah saying, being marvet, it would be mutter. That the Gemara says, if I take blood and I cook and cook and cook, it becomes something solid. So, if not for Xeris HaKosov, I would say that that would become mutter. So in those cases, it didn't go L'chayra. I'm not sure if I'm saying it's correct now. But it didn't go from bread to perish to edible. It just became drier, 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 till it became a different machal. Right? So L'chayra, this possible svar that Yosef is saying, even though it makes a lot of sense based on what we learned yesterday, but based on what we learned today, might not be satisfactory for entering the kasha. In other words, what we're saying is that the odd man out is that blood becomes cholov and I need a xeris hakosov to imater it. That's the odd man out. That's what the Rosh said, his raya needs a raya. So l'chor, we could bring many, many sources so far to say that when there is a significant shinoi, certainly when something becomes an edible in the interim. All right? Now, let's look at a surprising Shulchan Aruch, and it'll help us summarize several Gemaras, and that is Yerudei Simen Pei Aleph. Kol ha'yaitzim min ha'tomei tomei. If this is basically a boser me'ikur gemara, right? But this is not necessarily saying that that it became perish in the meantime. Okay, so it talks about meveglayim chola, right? And then this is we have the gemara of sherish and gemara treifa chola fenim se bekeva chola vish. Oh, then we have in sifches dvash devarim mutter. Okay, what's the first halach of Dvash Devar Mutter? Ayin Beis Yosef Shekos Abdullah Shaykh Bazen Dover Yates say me tome tome, hoil bele have a dover, I miss mat say me gufoy. Alright? They said this is the Dachi Tshuva. Dachi Tshuva is a famous sefer. Who wrote the Dachi Tshuva? Give me a hint, it's referred to as the Dachi Tshuva. No one ever called the Dachi Tshuva. If you say Derech Tshuva, they know that you're a Baal Tshuva. No, it has to be called the Derech Tshuva. Was that? He also Baal Tshuva, he said that. It's referred to as the first Munkacher. The first Munkacher. The Munkacher Rebbe. Who was the next Munkacher that's very famous? Very good, okay, good. Minchas a loser. Right, so that's the first Munkacher was the Darchi Tshiva, the second was the Munkacher. Darchi Tshiva was a very important sefer. Was that?
Divrei Torah is also in there?
Divrei Torah.
The sefer
Divrei
Torah.
Not familiar.
It's all
Divrei Torah. Was that?
All Divrei Torah.
They wrote a sefer Divrei Torah? I didn't know. Okay. So the Darchi Tshuva is a sefer on that collects Achronim and Yerudei and parts of Yerudei. He didn't finish it all the way through. But he wrote 6-7 volumes. It doesn't cover all of Yerudei. It became a very, very important sefer. Not quoted so much now, I don't know why. And then on the page of it, you have the Pischei Tshuva. So the Pischei Tshuva is the collection of Achronim that was around before the Munkacher. But once you finish the Pesach, then you go on to the Derech. So the Derech Tshuva is a collection. Probably we now have more recent collections of Svarim. Maybe that's why it's being eclipsed. So over here, the Darachi Tshuva writes, look at the Beis Yosef, Shekosav, that honey is not a Yosef Medover Tome. Right? Honey is not an extract from the bee. The bee takes the pollen and then uses something that comes out of the bee and then makes the honey. Because of the high time of Nogu was an Adam Shein Marichlin called Dora Bamana Chayal P. Han Hogan Sifri Musa Abul Dvash Dvar Marichlin. It's a very fascinating debate. What's he saying? He says, those vegetarians that don't eat anything, Midarche Yal Musa, okay, Misifri Han Hogan Sifri Musa, that they don't eat Dora Bamana Chayal, we call them vegans, right? And this is the time Mukhachar was in the 1800s.
Is
Sifri Musar
not Hasidish?
Was that?
Is not Hasidish?
That's Sifri Musar? I don't know. But even vegans eat honey. Is that correct?
No.
See, I don't.
I'm just assuming it's not true. There's no way that's true.
I have so much doubt.
Maybe I think we
need to
get
most vegans exclude honey from their diets.
Whoa. There we go.
Anyways, all we know from here now is that the 19th century vegans had dvash. Okay, I will dvash to Varim Eichland, like Mikri Dama Bomanachai. It's a fascinating thing. Can you imagine a rope bring your rye from a vegan nowadays? So he says it's fascinating. Like Mikri Dovra Bamanachai Afagav the Cholo Bema Taira Einoichlin. These vegans will not have milk, right? They'll have oat milk and they'll have rice milk. Have Dovra Bamanachai. The Cholo Have Dovra Ein Mismatzei Migufoi. Masha Ein Kain Hadavash. See, he goes to Beis Hillel and says that. I'm fascinating. Anyway, so the Munkacher point, the point that he's making, goes to Beis Yosef, that since the bee is not, it's not something which comes directly from the bee itself. The bee is a dover tome, right? So the reason, how can you have honey? So the answer is because the Beis Yosef says it's not a pure extract from the bee. The bee does use, I think, you can check it up on the internet, I think the bee does use something from itself to help develop, was that? Okay, so this, even though the saliva does come from the bee, but apparently it is developed enough, it's not going to. We have a raya, the Gemara darshans, that devash is mutter because eret zavas chol mudash, even though devash is devash tomorrow, but the Gemara still says we can darshan devash, and that's what Rav Kook points out, that's the koyach of Eretz Yisrael. To be mitaher things that are tummy. That's why it's called Erzavas Chol Dvash. Because the Vash, even at the end, Dvash Tamarim is Dvash Tamarim. It's not really the Vash Dvarim. But the Gemara Darshans, and that's not some a word. The Gemara says that we learn that the Torah calls Dvash Dvash, calls honey Dvash, calls Dvash Dvarim Dvash. So it has a din, so the Chiddush is that we learn from there that just like cholov is a davar yoytzei mevemet meya, the animal is also convinced, it's chai. You can't eat the live animal, but the cholov is mutter. So that's the kayach of Eretz Yisrael. Coming back to the munkatri, to the vash devarim, coming back to Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch says that we should know the vash devarim is mutter. The afal pishe gufe had dvarim muravim boy. This would not sell in America nowadays, but apparently honey was known to have little things inside of it called bees' legs. Right? The gufe had dvarim over the bees got stuck in their own honey. So apparently it'd have honey, and you would find little parts of the bee inside. Ukeshem afrishen advash mehem. And sometimes when you separate out the devash, you have to boil it up. So you end up cooking your bees' legs inside your honey. It's mutter. Why? Mishum davin neisin tam levgam. In other words, that he's saying we're going to get rid of the etzem at part of the bee, but the reason it's going to be mutter is because whatever is left inside the honey of the bee is not. Was that? It's not. Was that?
I said bee legs.
It's not enjoyable. It's nice. It takes away from the taste of the honey. The honey is not as tasty as it would be if it wouldn't have cooked bee's legs inside of it. So therefore, the halacha is that the. That's why we're allowed to have honey. Now, there is a discussion in the later svarim. Oh, so the Gemara, it's a Tosfos. I was trying to do shortcuts and not have to do the Tosfos. But it's a Tzurbein with Tom. Let's see if we can catch it from the Beis Yosef, and then it comes up in the Madone Yom Tif on the Rosh.
The last Beis Yosef on the.
Was that, I'm sorry?
The last Beis Yosef. The cost of the Beis
Yosef. That's the. On the bottom, under 7. The Vash Devarim, it's referring to? But you find little pieces of the bee inside the honey. Can kosam, I'm more than having honey for lunch today. You have to change plan. And he quotes the re'aim and the smag, the hod the varm hem kinevela srucha meikrash, and with teres a fila manda omar, nason tam of gamoser, because who are gois maimen? Because what toisvis? The tema heyach onu eichm vash. How can we have vash these days? Hello, ragle hadivarim uravim midvash. Va'afal pi dahade pigam mikol mokem asher it's atzmoi. He says, how can you have? You tell me that it's pogum. Pogum only works for flavor, only works for a taste. But if you have, you can't. If you have something, you have the animal itself in front of you. You can't say it's pogum unless you don't like insects in your lettuce. So you can't say, insects are the problem. It's not mugam. No. If you have cooked insects in your lettuce, so then you can say you have chalapshes, you have cabbage rolls, cooked. And somebody tells you that the cabbage was not checked for bugs. You can say, all right, chances are there any bugs over there are cooked. The chalchila, they should have done. But they didn't do it. So they're cooked. They're cooked and they still is the tam. Tam of gam, those cabbages, those chalops, those cabbages will taste much better. They wouldn't have bugs.
Kosher because of that?
Who's that?
So it's fine. Therefore it's fine, cabbages.
Therefore it's mutter deed. Yeah.
Because
we're assuming the bugs aren't there anymore. They've been cooked in.
Yeah.
And then they smell of gum. The Gemara is an example of a person finds a rat in a beer. This is a classic example. A rat in a beer.
Okay.
Yeah. The Gemara says, take the rat out. And why is it mutter? Because any remnant that the rat left in the beer makes the beer taste not as good. So it's nice in time of gum. So over here, the Beis Yosef is saying, so granted that if you had cooked the honey and the bees' legs are no longer there and they're melted in the honey that's mutter, it's nice in time of gum. But if you see the bees' legs there, that you can't have, that's also. Same thing that a person sees bugs in their lettuce. So you can't say, the lettuce would taste much better without the bugs. but it's there. So the Beis Yosef says, "Mikol Mokay my sheretz asmi the if gam mitzel luchul yalma." Nevertheless, the sheretz itself it doesn't taste good anymore. V'alfa gam davi pigam mikol mokay my sheretz asmi the if gam mitzar. So it said that even the sheretz itself that might not taste good is still aser. So therefore he says, no, that whatever is left, whatever got stuck of the devora of the bee inside the honey, whatever gets stuck inside is a part of the bee which is not also to eat. In other words, if you have a tasteless bone, a tasteless veins of something which is osir, so that in itself is not osir. So the Bisesa says that these raglei advarim, they're not giving a bad taste. They are atzamos. They're like the tasteless bones. Mutarim da atzamos tarim. Namzatz yadayim. Atzamos. That's what Rebbeinu Tam points out in the Taisus and Avodah Zarah. V'chein kosev haran, haran rosh, ram Mordechai v'shem Rebbeinu Tam. U'matzasi kosev achi perusha gemay raglei achamor shein lem tam. So now, l'chayra, this gives us another din. What's the din of devash? In other words, devash itself, we're saying that it is not a significant extract from the devaira, and even if it was, we have a gemara that says that's mutter. Eretz devash chalav u'dvash. The gemara wouldn't call l'chayra. What the gemara is saying is that even though it's called devash tamarim, the gemara wouldn't call Devash tamarim devash, and say, look how wonderful this role is. If devash also referred to something that was treif, right? And even though it's referring to date honey, which is referred to as Ceylon, so even though it's referred to as the land of Ceylon, so it would not say so. And even the devash there is not devash tamarim. However, you wouldn't say that Eretz Yisrael is gavaldi because it's the land of bacon. I say it's referring to our mashgiach, but this is a mashal. So the wouldn't say that because it wouldn't give a shemach to Yisrael like that, right? So the same thing with dvash. Because Kadosh wouldn't call it Eretz Vaz Chalov with dvash if dvash was referring to David Treif. So it must be that all dvash is mutter. Okay, dvash is mutter. So we don't have to worry about it being a yitzim and osir. The Beis Yosef says it is yitzim and osir. So we could say, but that's the xeris hakosav. We could say, no, it's not a yitzim and osir. It's only the saliva which helps the yitzim and osir. Fine. But then the Rishonim say, but when you look at your honey, you find bees parts inside of it. And apparently we're not to eat it. And apparently, even when the Gemara said that dvash was mutter, the Gemara knew that dvash had bees parts in it. The Gemara was saying it's mutter, so why is it mutter? So either it's mutter because, and then Thomas says mutter because those are tasteless parts of the bee, and therefore they were never usher, like ain begin benoisin tam, like atzomeis, or, that's the best answer, right? But maybe the Ben Yoina in Berachos is giving us another answer. Maybe Ben Yoina is saying, Aval pi, the boss of Hashtag is Lingon. Hey, I'm going to give you a raya. Shari Devashim Nafal by Chaticha Shalisir. Ein Advash Osir. Afal pi she yisur ni mayach b'seich advash kevon she derech advash lahachzir adover she neifel l'seich advash. Because we should do an experiment. We should take and bring in some honey and drop some things inside of it and see what happens to it.
Wrong science experiment tomorrow.
It stays in.
Is that?
It stays in.
It
does.
You did it? You tried it?
Yeah, with bread. It like stays in there.
How long do you give it?
It's like in a bottle. Like there's bread in the bottle.
Still there?
I mean, I haven't been in my house.
Okay, we gotta check that. Maybe it's honey.
Hey, that sounds so good. Afal bisha mitchila hoya dam, kevin she'achshav yotze miteres dam. Vosar ashtaz linon. And this is not my chiddush. This is what the Madonna Yom Tov says. Is this the Madonna Yom Tov?
Oh.
Nun? Yeah. Or your test?
should be used.
It's
very small.
It was a nun.
Oh, no. Look what the Tver Shmuel says it. Who is the Tver Shmuel? Nimsa Bagilyain Matsasi Visvar Machairim Kimai Dvash the Afampisha Dvarim Nimachin Visaichai Kidvash Taninalei. But not like the Beis Yosef, not like the Ben Otam, Arachidish, when Yaina in Brachas, that the bees' legs become considered to be like bees. Let's check out the Madoni Yemtav also, I think, says it. Which has to be the Ram guys. What they put it in the Madoni Yemtav? Oh, already a familiar name. This is Yemtav. So what does he say? Right, the Rosh Hashanah. So it comes the Yom Tov meditation and says, "Well, in the Rosh ain't sarich l'raya counter stock, ain't sarich l'raya kitikeva and shekain who masim b'chol yoyim." Because we have honey all the time. Ki yoytzei was a kosva taisus b'perik del kamon. Okay. The ma'aseh b'chol yom, the yochid mevorech. This the point that he's making here is that a ma'aseh b'chol yom is a raya, right? You don't need a raya because ma'aseh Jews do something all the time. From Jews do something all the time, it's okay. So then he says, and he brings different rayas for ma'aseh b'chol yom. Okay, so you need to bring a raya for ma'aseh b'chol yom. Your raya is a ravim. But we have honey, even if you have the bees' legs and bees' wings inside the honey. And the Rush says this. But even though he's an honest man, he says, "You tell me." But when the Rush explains himself for a different reason, the Rush calls me in a town. It's not because the reason you're having bees' parts of your honey is not because it becomes like that. It's because it's considered to be head to take parts of the bee. It's Ela Ofer Ba'alma. It's considered to be a Nechoshim. Right? The two Nakudas he's making of. He's being very meduk in his Lashon. Number one, he's saying it's Katsoma, it's not an Osir part of the animal. Number two, it's not Achshavei, which the Gemara says in. In Krisos, no, in Chulin, that the Dam Shehikva became Achshavei, you're not going to get nailed by Achshavei either. Because no one makes it that important at all. Mikol mokay mipnei kain ein l'tchoyis rayosay. Now look what he's saying. He's saying that we understand the Rosh very, very well. Because the Rosh held that both Rebbeinu Yoyin and the Rosh had ate honey with bees' parts inside of it. But with different reasons. The Rosh ate the bees' parts inside of it because it was tasteless. And because it was not choshev gof of alm, and if it was somewhat processed, it was a some of gum. Rebbeinu Yoina ate the bee's parts for a different reason. He ate the bee's parts because he held it was nivoyach. He held it was that it was nefach l'dvash. So the taste was Yom Tov's making sholem over here. He's saying that the raya of Rebbeinu Yoina stands. The Rosh should not have pushed the raya away. The Rosh l'shitas is correct. L'shitasai, the Rosh said that there's no raya from Vash, because the Rosh l'shitas is only makel because of the Nimayach, but you can't say bringing rayas that now that the dom of the deer musk, which became honey, is no longer dom. You can't bring a raya from Vash that we go bosar hashta, not bosar ikra. You can't bring a raya like that.
because the Rush held that that was that the reason that we're makel on B's parts in Hani is because it's not also like we're in a tam. However, you can understand what Rabbi Yonah is saying. Rabbi Yonah doesn't have to hold the Rush. Rabbi Yonah holds that the reason that the Rush is mutter is because it becomes transformative on the B's parts. We call Mokim they came aim that chois rayosai. Share yeshlomer an rabba. Yeshlomer the terrors of Natam equal and minche. The aim lilmoid iser mituma. He said, Yain has a better terrors of Natam. Minatam had all the kasha. How do we eat? How do we have honey? Honey has beef parts inside of it. So the terrors of Verbenu Tam is that the atzomos of a chamor are not tomei. Right, I have a nevela. The atzomos of the nevela are not tomei. The nevela is matame. Why not? The atzomos are not considered to be part of the animal because they are tasteless. Oh, so the matame had a chiddush that hayoyis the gabi to matara. It's not part of the animal. Gabi yisvehter also not. Says the Rabbi Yomtiv. Let me hold the taste was Yomtiv. Rabbi Yoyin has a much better teres for matame. Rebbe Tam's teretz is I'm going from Tumah back to Kashrus. The Rebbe Yoina has a gevaldik mahalach. He goes straight. He says it must be that the vash is a transformative item, and it makes something into we just transform it into vash. That's a better teretz than the teretz of Rebbe Tam. Next, let's say Manira. We should really do some experiments over here and see what happens when you drop things inside honey, whether it just sits there.
And our lab coats and our goggles.
And the and to see, maybe we'll have different kinds of honey dishes on the windowsill over here. Okay, no, go ahead.
I still understand. I mean, yesterday the whole question was the whole din is that it's like parish and that's
parish,
parish, yeah, and busser. Hashla is only because it turns into something disgusting. The whole thing by honey is, we're still saying it's something completely different. I mean, Rabbeinu Yonah says it's napach to be like the dvash, but by musk, so we should still say it's usher. I mean, I still understand it.
Whoa, go slow. Say it again.
The whole question was on the
raya. You're asking in the rush of Rabbeinu Yonah?
The Rabbeinu Yonah. I mean, okay. The whole question was the raya of the Rabbeinu Yonah was from honey, which didn't make sense because honey is a completely different din than musk and everything that we were talking about.
Why are you saying that?
Musk and whatever we were talking about yesterday was because of parash.
Go slow. From the musk is a question of the blood inside the musk deer turning into something else.
Right.
All right. So there we have no Chazal did not identify that as turning into parash first. There it goes from something that is edible, dam is edible, and we're assuming right now that the extract of the musk gland is also, we're assuming, it's also edible. It's not edible, we didn't talk about it, right? So we're assuming that since the Rebbeinu Yonah says, because it underwent a significant change from blood to some other kind of extract, so that significant change is enough to make it mutter.
Nothing to do with parish?
I believe he's not introducing parish.
I mean, I thought he said the word. Like, Rabbeinu Yonah says it's parish.
He says, yeah.
I think so. But that was a real question yesterday.
Okay, let's take the time.
He says, Asher loseis tam bo lahati v'lomor to parish ba'omahu.
Okay.
Ba'ava bishim itchila hudam lo chashin en la'achid devasar hashta azlenan.
Ava bishim itchila hudam. Awesome. Ramaya oiser osa bachila, v'bnei chashash dam, v'efshel aseis tam boi lahate, v'loim with the parish ram, correct, the parish ram, you're right. V'afo vish mitchila hu dam, loi chayshin en lahachi, the boss of hashtod linen. And now we're saying it's parish.
Right.
Teda was the raya, shari devash, in nof of boi chatecha shal iser, in a devash osa v'bisha iser nimach v'sech advash, kevin shederach advash lahachzer dover, So the Rabbeinu Yonah is not being machalic the way that Yosef we should say we should machalic. He's saying anything if it undergoes a significant transformation, it's no longer the dover also began with.
So whether it's perish or not, I mean, even though he says perish, L'chayra. He doesn't mean perish.
No, he doesn't mean that it has to become garbage as long as it becomes significantly changed. Garbage is a significant change. So it's not mutter because it went and left the gather of oichel. It's mutter because it went significant change. Right. So therefore, right. So this would have important nafkamina. So for example, this is the only one thing right now is in the world of theory because I haven't done all the research. The transformation from bones to gelatin. Right. Is it gelatin osur mutter? Right, so historically, Rav Chaim Oizer said it was mutter. I should have to find the tshuva because it was a significant change in the went from the bones to the. Right, now, historically, after Rav Chaim Oizer in America, the tshuva was upended because people said that in the gelatin factories they were not actually decomposing the bones to the extent that. Is described in Rav Chaim Oizer's tshuva. So then that's basically where things were till, I believe, again, this is theoretically not Lamasa. And then in recent times, when gel caps were formed, or where gelatin became something that was used inside medications, because the gelatin is able to apply to small parts of the small ingredients in medications and leave them whole. In other words, you have a certain kind of vitamin. You have a multivitamin. So inside the multivitamin, you have A's and E's and D's and whatever you have. But some are supposed to be dissolved immediately into the body, and some are better to be dissolved at a later time. So in order to, or at a later part of the system, right? So what has been developed is they take. Let's say the vitamin, making this up, the vitamin E. And in order that it gets dissolved in the body when it's in the stomach, and not when it's in the throat, and when it's in your mouth, so they put a tiny gelatin coating on it, and that gelatin coating becomes dissolved in the later part of the system. Okay, now the question is, who was mate this gelatin coating? Right, you have a gel cap, not a gel cap, you have a...
liquid gel.
Was that?
The liquid gel pills?
No. Maybe. I don't know about those. But you have the... When you have your medicine and it's inside a little...
Capsule.
The gel caps. Yeah. So those capsules may contain gelatin, let's say. Right? Now, gelatin can come from vegetarian sources. So when you have a kosher vitamin, it means that they took the gelatin from a kosher source. Okay, but let's say if you know for sure that the gelatin comes from a trace source, or you don't know for sure, and you don't need to have this. So what's the issue with this mutter or not? The lechara should be mutter because it is tasteless, and it's not a maisa chila, right? So I once read that Rebelsky said it was a problem because the gel cap, if it is at a certain temperature, still has a sweet taste to it. So therefore he thought it wasn't nifso. Or, alternatively, you can argue that it was achshave. That a yoy said you want the medicine to work. So the Gemara says, when is it transformational change in achshave? You're achshave, you want the... You're actually making the blood into something that's solid. You want to eat it, so then it's a loss. So those are the two cheshbonos to aser gelatin to medicine. What about the gelatin which is in Jello? Right. For example, you have you'll find the different kinds of items that have gelatin inside of them, and they have a K on it. All right, the K. Follows the line of reasoning that this is it could be from a trace source, but Rav Chaim Oizer was vehicle. And the K of Jello was criticized very, very strongly. It used to be a rabbi in upstate New York who wasn't an Orthodox shul, somebody was Talmud Chacham. So it goes back to the what people tell me by the 50s, maybe earlier. So he was lenient following Reb Chaim Weizs. He was criticized because it was believed that the way that gelatin was being made did not have the same description as Chaim Weizs' description. But what was Hanidan Vadover? Hanidan Vadover was that it comes apparently from bones, and the bones become entirely disintegrated, and then it gets made into something which probably also doesn't have a taste. So he followed all these lines and say, well, if it was bones of Archila, that means according to who says that the bones of Archila, that was Reno Tam. And then it became transformed and it became an animal that's perished Bialma, so then you already picked up the Rosh and you picked up the Rabbeinu Yonah possibly, but certainly the example of Ksheirish Yonkun for Ashanoilan. Right? And then it became something that was tasteless, so it wasn't a Maisachilim. So that was the Tzodonim Lahokel. The Tzodonim Lesser were that it really did not come from bones. See, it's not correct. It came from straight from meat. Okay? And therefore, it never became perish. It all went from Ochel to Ochel, and it was Akshave. And if Rybelski is correct with this, that it can have a sweet taste to it, so then it's not like a, then it would be considered to be derech achila. So you line up all your ducks one way, comes to the mutter. You line up all your come the other way, ends up being osir. This is the big machlokes. It's what gelatin is. So Aaron Kotler was one of the major players. Even though he did not get involved so much in halacha, but the Mishnah Sarim, you find pages and pages and pages on the Easter of gelatin. That was one of the burning issues in the 50s in America. And very much follows through on these makaris that we discussed. So, sikum advarim. We said there are six sugyas that one has to learn over here. Sugya number one is cholav nechar menased dom. Sounds like if exeris a cause to tell us when it comes to cholav, we dav could go baser hashtav, but otherwise you go baser ikra. Ksheirish yonka mitreifa. We say that the milk found inside is perish v'alma. So that would seem to indicate that it's basar hashtav. Unless we say perish is different than going from machel to machel. Evrech shenolad mitreifa. We'd say we go basar hashtav unless you're also going to say perish is always awesome. And then we have the din of the vash shehikva, exeris akosim. We would say is osir, and cholav and dam shenikva, we should also indicate that we're going. Basar meikra. Good. And then when it comes to Dvash, so Dvash is going to be an open machlokes, where the Rosh says that Dvash is only mutter because Dvash, you don't bring any rice from Dvash. And because Dvash is only mutter because the legs are not us to begin with, and the Xeris HaKos, but he has been us as mutter. And the Madonna Yantar says no. Rabbeinu Yoina is pointing out that Dvash is mutter because the Torah said in this particular case, you don't have to worry about the bees' legs because the dvash will ultimately reclaim them into dvash. Good. So we have to, when you have a chance, finish up with the Chassam Sofer. But these issues become ongoing issues. there are more indications from the Gemara, I think, that you go Basar Hashta, L'chor, than the single Basar Nikra. That's looking more in the Tshuvas to see how they line up the...
What do we see?